Jesus did that because he was God.
Yeah.
He was God manifested in the flesh. Can I give you a scripture that tells me that we ought to be doing better than him?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I put John chapter 14 verse 12 on the marquee because I want y'all to see it, because y'all may think that's just in my Bible. You know what that verse says? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, praise God, the works that I do shall he do also. Talking about you or talking about us. And then he goes on to say, praise God, and greater works, praise God, than these shall you do. Praise God. It's talking about you and I. Because I go to my Father. Let me just put that in proper perspective for us. In other words, see, we are to do greater things. Than what he did.
Yeah.
Amen. So you don't have no excuse to run around here and hate nobody. You don't have no excuse to run around here talking about, well, he could do it because he was God and God could. No. Right. He said that greater things, praise God, than what he did that we can do. Yeah. So we have to, he tells us that we have to love our neighbor.
Yeah.
We have to love those who hate on us.
Yeah.
Praise God. I know it's hard sometimes, but you got to learn to love those who hate you. You got to learn to forgive those who do some things against you.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I'm not a person sitting in here this morning that somebody has not talked about.
Yeah.
There's not a person in here this morning that somebody has not written your name down.
That's it, yeah, Reverend.
There is not nobody in here this morning that no one has ridiculed. Praise God. I hear some things out there that folks have said about me. I say, well, I'm just glad that I'm that popular.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was that popular.
Yeah.
Praise God for them to waste all of their time to talk about me.
Yeah.
Not little old me. I must be doing something. I must be doing something good. Praise God. So we have to. So as we look at this text, I'm not going to be long. There are two things I want us to see that we can pull from this text, and I think you have pulled it already. Praise God. The very first thing that I find in this text, when I ask the question, what it means to love Jesus, first thing that it means is means that you love him. Turn to your neighbor and point at him. Praise God. And say, you know what it means? It means that you got to love Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got to love him.
Yeah.
You know why it says that you got to love him? Because this question is a question that is personal.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Awesome
Till redeeming.
Welcome.
With the CA.
You are tuned into the spiritual warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth
look. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Let's tune in
That's what
as
we
evangelist
Ron
Bell takes you further.
You
were born into the word
in a manger.
So we need to pay attention to what God is saying, because what God is saying, it's eternal laws already permanently on the books. You know, what's said in the church is that the leaders, they know this, but yet they choose to go the same way with the world. Murders is punishable by the law of the land, but the judges of the law, you know, they have problems upholding these laws. You know, when the subject of black people, black men and black women, the church leaders also, you know, they remain blessed silent when they see these things happening all over the world. You know, abortion is a sin against God. And the women's body, you know, it's punishable by God, not man. Man should not be reaching out trying to punish a woman for having an abortion. It's wrong. God said it's wrong. No lives have to be taken, but no man have the right to punish them. You know, adultery, fornication, and other sexual sins are against God. And there are laws and consequences, just like there are laws and commandments for all wrong and unrighteous conduct, you know. And we will all be judged for every deed that's done in our body. We're all going to be judged. So there's no reason to cover up or prevent the truth from people, you know. You just get yourself in trouble with God. And I'm talking now about the pastors and the teachers of the word. You just get yourself in trouble with God when you try to cover up and prevent people from knowing the truth, you know, and you go on along with the world and what the world is saying and doing. You know, in Romans 3:3, we just have to ask ourselves this question. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? And we know the answer to that. It's no. We want to look at a couple of scriptures that will help us to see the missteps and the punishment that the church leaders will have to face, you know, if they don't do the things according to the word of God in his church. Isaiah 53:6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways. And the Lord has laid on him, now this is talking about Jesus. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is talking about Jesus and when he had to go to the cross to die in our place. See, we all had turned, and saints of God, We're turned again. Church folks is turned. Leadership is turned. They're going their own way. They're picking and choosing some things out of the word that they will do, and some things out of the word they will mention to the church, and some things they won't. So they're picking and choosing. And it's the same as in the days of Jesus Christ when he had to come back. Now, saints of God, it's been too long since Jesus came and died on the cross. And here we are returning back to our old ways. We're going astray again. And Jeremiah 50:6 says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hills. They have forgotten their resting place. Saints of God, when pastors choose and leaders refuse to lead the people in the ways that God has set before them to do, they cause people to be lost and they cause people to be scattered without the protection of God, because God is not going to protect you if you're scattered and going all kind of places. He needs you to be sitting under leadership that will teach you the right way so that you can go the right way. And they certainly will not have the protection and peace of God. You know, some of us have gone astray. We're going our own ways. Not everybody, but most of the church folks has gone astray and gone their own ways. And we know that up here in Jeremiah 50:6, it said the people, the pastors have caused the people to go astray. You know, and God is looking at that. He's looking at that right now, and you are not going to get away with it. You know, we want to gossip. We want to spread falsehoods. We want to sow discord, you know, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all these other social media outlets. and we think it's okay. You know, this is how we communicate today, they say. True, this is how we communicate, but we don't have to do it in an unholy manner. Some of us think that we can take supplies from work as long as nobody sees us and it's okay. I'm just talking about some things that we do and we think it's okay. We have come down to that low level where we think this stuff is okay. And some of us think that that we can get by with just going along complicitly with this world without saying anything, you know? But blessed silence gives us away, saints. It gives us away. When you're silent, that means you're not saying nothing for and you're not saying nothing against. Well, we got to be for something, you know? We can't live for Satan and God both. We got to choose sides. God knows your heart before you can even speak what's in it. So ask yourself, who are you fooling? You're not fooling God and you're not fooling the people. We will have to live and we will have to give an account for every word that we speak. And that's found in Matthew 12 and 36 and Romans 14 and 12. We will give an account to every word and every idle and unnecessary word that we speak in this world. We have Sally and Susie, you know, living together. And we have Tim and Joe living together. And what does they say? God made us this way. And he's a great God, and we love him, and he loves us. Think again. Read the word. Understand what God is telling you and what he has told you. We have preachers that will remain silent, you know. When black folks are shot down in the streets and no one is brought to justice, you know, they say nothing, as if nothing has taken place. We have gifts and spiritual works that are supposed to be operating in the church, and they are not taught, you know. They're not even spoken of in any manner in the church. There's no reason, there's no reason that people don't they don't know how to believe in miracles. It's a sad day when in 2022 and beyond, we're going to have to rely on miracles because there's so many diseases and things that's coming up in the world. They don't have answers for. Scientists don't have answers for them. And so it's sad when the church folks don't understand and haven't been taught about miracles, divine healings, laying on of hands, casting out demons and devils, mental disorders being dispersed by the children of God. This is a sad day when we don't even know this and we're Christians. I tell you, God has rules and regulations, commandments, and he have doctrines that governs his church and also the world. We need to get back. We need to get back to what is right before it's too late, saints of God. Pastors, teachers, preachers of the gospel, you can see there are conditions, diseases, sickness, disorders that are in that's no cure for them. But God has given his church the power and authority to do all the works that Jesus did and greater works. You know, let's just take a look at some of the powerful works that Jesus did in Matthew 15:29-31. And Jesus departed from hence and came now to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into the mountains, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, listen to this, lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, and the maimed to be whole. Listen to this. Jesus is working. The maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Don't you know God is, he's hungry for his glory? He's hungry to see his church operating in the manner that he set up for them to operate. And we're sitting blessed quietness, singing a few songs. We don't even jump and run around the church.